Christopher Pelzarski has seen a lot of underground passageways, but he's never seen anything like the gypsum mine below Blackhawk. For one thing, he never expected to find a car down there.
There was one place where there was actually literally a car coming out of a hole from the surface, an old car. It's like a 1951 Ford, and it's like half sticking out of the ceiling.
He figures there used to be a scrapyard or garbage dump on the surface, and the car somehow sank down from there. There are two sinkholes as large as 40 feet wide in a residential neighborhood of Blackhawk, just north of Rapid City. Local officials have evacuated at least a dozen homes. The next step was to map the mine and other underground openings. Pelzarski says the cavers mapped 2,300 linear feet of passages. There were also tunnels they couldn't access because they were flooded or collapsed. Some of the tunnels were big, 12 feet high and 40 feet wide. Pelzarski is a member of a caving club called the Paja Sapa Grotto. Their explorations can help authorities find danger spots. They found one place where the ceiling of the mine was 30 feet above their heads, indicating a potentially thin surface above. They'll use their observations and measurements to generate maps.
You know, being experienced at traveling underground, we were cautious to go in, but we recognized that somebody needed to do this, and we're the ones that have the expertise in this area.
The mine apparently dates to the early 1900s. It's unknown whether the neighborhood developers knew what was under the surface. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.